We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Sheesh, I'm a hot, hot, hot somebody. Here I'm by myself. I don't need no one else. Just say you. Sheesh, I'm a one.
Hi guys. Hello, you guys.
Welcome back to On the Sidewalk.
Another episode, but this will be the final episode. Wow, that was, I didn't segue at all. Guys, we're trying to figure out how to do this, but yeah, we have an announcement for you guys. This is going to be the last episode of On the Sidewalk. You guys, there are reasons. Chelsea wants me to lead this.
She's the reason that...
Okay, don't have them come for me.
I'm just saying. Comments.
I am the reason that the podcast is ending, but it is because... I'm trying to figure out what to say without giving
Girl.
Too much. What did you tell me to say?
You have to be on location for an opportunity.
Okay. I have a job opportunity.
Yes, that you can't share yet.
That I cannot share, and I won't be able to...
Record. Yeah. That says what it needs to say, obviously.
Yeah, because, like, as you guys know, like, we do, when I'm obviously in Vegas, we have been doing Zoom. But what I'm going to be doing and the job that I'm going to be doing, I literally just won't have time to record.
Won't be available.
Yeah, and it's going to be for almost 2 months. So then, you know, it would just...
You can't record when you're away for 2 months.
Yeah, you just can't do it.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate.
It is definitely unfortunate, yeah.
I think that... I mean, even though it's been, like, seemingly a short period of time, I feel like we've grown, like, this nice, warm, fuzzy little community. Mm-hmm. And we've loved sharing it with you guys and posting the episodes every week and reading your comments. And everyone that comments and says, like, oh, my God, like, I look forward to this every Monday. Like, I love seeing you guys. People are watching on YouTube and listening on Spotify. I'm like, oh, so sweet.
I know. You guys have been so sweet.
Yeah.
And the support has been really nice. And I think... We've, in the last 20 episodes, we've had so many different changes, like, not just with me moving, but, like, Chelsea starting to, like, go on dates. And I just feel like we've been, like, super open about, like, dating, period, because we both weren't dating at first. And then we did that challenge together and moving and her moving and just, like, different changes and stuff. You guys have been here. So it's been, like, really amazing. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's sad, and I don't know. It's just time to move on.
Time to wrap it up. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think because of Vulnerable being so, like, so many episodes, it feels like this one was, like, really quick. Like, it just feels like, oh, shit, like, we just started and now it's over. But, like, 20 weeks, that's a lot of weeks.
That's a lot of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's nice. The thing is, like, I know I'm already, like, I'm trying to think of questions that people are going to ask us. Like, well, why can't you just batch episodes, right? But, like, batching 6 to 8 episodes just isn't, like, so much happens in our lives in 1 week. I couldn't imagine batching 8 episodes. Like, I just don't think that.
I mean.
You would want to bet. Why didn't we have this conversation?
No, I'm just saying, like, it could happen with planning, but, like, you're not even here. So it's like, if you still lived here and then this same opportunity, like, we could make it work, I think. I think we could figure it out.
Yeah, maybe.
But like, you're not here, so then it's like we would have to batch a bunch of episodes when you happen, like when you come to New York, and then they're not going to be up to date, and I don't know.
So much is going to change, and yeah, I just don't think that's the way to have a podcast if it's all batched and pre-recorded in the same week and dispersed over the period of 6 to 8 weeks. I just think that's crazy.
I feel like this is like so awkward.
This is so awkward.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I don't even know what.
Hi. Does this feel as awkward as it is for us?
It doesn't feel awkward.
Okay.
Oh, I feel awkward.
Okay.
I really feel like people are going to watch this and be like, what the fuck?
It's kind of funny.
I just think, obviously, you can't tell them what you're doing. But besides that, it's giving fake. Like, I feel like it's giving, like, what's really.
I know. Okay. Let me say some more stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, guys, it's not just the fact that I'm moving. I just don't. We can cut this out if you want, but I just don't feel like the podcast is working since I moved.
Okay.
Is that fucked to say?
No, I just feel like it's real. Like, I would rather them hear, like, the real actual reason. Because now it just sounds like we're literally two people that went on Us Weekly to talk about our breakup being
mutual. I know. Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's like, what actually happened there?
I think it's like, yeah. Like, I think we just should admit the podcast has been hard with. But then it just, I don't know. It just sounds like it's, I mean, it is me leaving, but it's like, I don't know. It's
Do you just not want it to sound like that?
I don't know. It just sounds like I'm the bitch who moved to Vegas and now my podcast fell apart and now I'm doing an opportunity and now it's not working. But I guess that is what
I mean.
I'm like, that's literally what happened. I'm like, I don't like the way it sounds. And you're like,
I'm like, that, babe, that's not how it sounds. That's how it is.
It's so true. It's so true. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I'm just sitting here silently and I can't control my face. So they're going to be like,
okay, let's get back into it. We have 20 minutes. Let's get back into it. Okay.
All right. So it's not just the opportunity. Like, no, I'm over it. Like, let's be real. Let's
yeah, we're going to be real, guys. Like,
so
be real.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, how far back do I even want to take it? Because I'm like, when we had our old studio.
Yes.
Basically,
because we can be more open about that, because we didn't share any tea about that.
I was like, Cash, when
wait, let's take it way back then, before we even recorded.
To when?
Okay. Wait, you go. And if you leave anything out, I'll just.
I was going to say, I was like, hey, Cash, want to do a podcast, right? And Cash was like, yeah. But I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong or whatever. But you were like, yeah, it's so fun and sexy to like pop in and like do a podcast.
Yeah. Like, when we had
convenient.
Not just convenient. That's okay.
No, but you were like, it's fun to like pop in when we have a studio and like I can show up like as the talent, which is what I wanted to do too. Like,
yes. Okay. Yeah. That's a better way to say it. Because I don't want it to make it sound like I was like, it's convenient, so I'll do it. But that is kind of without like sounding like a diva. Like for me, it's like when Chelsea brought up the idea of us doing a podcast together, to me, it made sense because we had a podcast studio, we had editors, like her and I, we literally used to like go get brunch, get drinks, giggle, film together, hang out after. Like it felt very organic to do a podcast together. It didn't change our lives literally at all besides we were going into business together, but everything was pretty much the same. We're having conversations, but.
And it was fun.
In a studio. It was very, very fun. But then it fell apart when we lost our contract. Now, what we didn't tell you guys about
I wouldn't say it fell apart.
No, I know. I'm saying the contract, the deal fell apart.
Oh, yeah.
Not us, but the deal fell apart. And we didn't even tell you guys. Like, we kept it very brief. But the studio wanted a lot of ownership over us and our episodes. And, like, they wanted perpetuity, which is the exact legal term, over our episodes and our content, no matter what we did. We could start
like forever.
Forever. If we started a Snapchat series, we signed with a new media company, anything, they wanted to be a part of it. So that's the real reason why we left them.
Right. Like we were just going through negotiations and talking about a new contract because it was a new podcast. Mm-hmm. And then like we just couldn't, that they weren't willing to budge on that and neither were we. So we're like, okay, cool.
So we were supposed to sign a year contract with them. So if we would have signed the year contract, I would have never moved from New York. I would have like figured it out. But I think in the conversation that Chelsea and I had, she didn't fully understand why I was leaving. And I know a lot of you guys don't fully understand either. What?
I was going to say, I don't like the way that was phrased. It's not that I didn't fully understand. It's that you didn't share.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. Let me explain that better. I didn't fully explain to her, so she didn't fully understand, and you guys don't fully understand. I'm a private person, but like when it comes to my family and like family issues, it's not my business to share. I think like that's like what I think too. And I didn't fully explain to Chelsea because I was just kind of like, she wouldn't understand. And that's not like fair of me, obviously. We had like a 3-hour conversation on the phone, but there's just a lot of things that's going on like in my family. Obviously my mom is fighting cancer and there's a lot of stuff with that. Like she's in remission. I did post on my story, I'm like, my mom's cancer free. They were like, she's in remission. Like, so like she is technically cancer free and remission, but it can easily just come back. So it's kind of a waiting game. And that just kind of changed everything for me.
Yeah. So there was just not, I mean, you didn't have to tell me everything, every single thing about your, you know, but it just wasn't clear to me. So I think there was just like, obviously y'all saw when I'm like, okay, she's moving. Cool. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So on my end, I was like, okay, it seems like you could stay if you wanted to, but on your end, you were like, there's more. And
there was
like
no way that I could have stayed in New York.
Right.
Even if I wanted to. Like there was just things that I had to do with my brother and I wanted to be with my brother during that time because of what's going on like with my mom. I needed to be with my brother. And also finding an apartment, like you guys know, it was hell. Like it literally, everything kept falling apart. And I'm a very spiritual person and I just believe the universe like guides you and shows you like where you need to be and what you need to be doing. And I just took it as a sign because like every apartment that I like got or was trying to get, everything kept falling through. I just took it as like my spirit guides telling me that it was my time to leave New York.
Yeah. And then post move, like obviously, I mean, y'all saw and we talked about it.
Yeah.
Like Zoom, virtual, whatever. It's just not the same vibe.
It's not at all. And it's like, I know that like I was getting certain comments like in my DMs, like people were just saying that we didn't look as interested in, or that I didn't look as interested or the flow was different, but like, of course it was different. We were on Zoom.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and also there was like time difference. Like she's losing lighting when I'm having the best lighting of my life because it's like obviously 3 hours behind. It was just different. Like even now sitting in the studio, it just feels better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, because we're together, you know?
I mean, when we started the podcast in general, I mean, I didn't know, obviously you didn't know either, that you were gonna move. So like that was just never the plan.
Yeah.
So.
And even with all of this stuff that I'm saying, I wanted to be with my brother, blah, blah, blah. Of course, like I would have had to stay because legally I would have been in a legally binding year contract. So I think then like I just would have asked to batch a month of episodes or something like that and gone with my brother or something or had him come here. We would have figured it out. But since we didn't have that contract, it just made sense to move and just try the virtual way.
Yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And that's how we ended up here.
Yeah, so...
And then
yes,
the job opportunity,
then the, so again, like I said, you guys, like with me being spiritual, I like just meditate a lot and ask for signs from the universe. And I just am like still feeling, like I told you guys this year, like for me, it's just been a very transitional year. And it's been a lot of just like self-realization. You guys notice I don't travel as much. I spend a lot of time alone. I self-isolate. I'm not depressed. I'm just like figuring out my life, you know? But I think with the job opportunity, I just feel like it feels like it's something that guys, I signed an NDA, so I can't like explain enough. Y'all know when you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I just feel like it's something that it's just like fun. And I feel like it's just going to be something new and it'll just open up some more doors. And I just think it's something that makes sense right now, I guess.
Yeah. And then for me, I feel like this whole thing has been like a whole whirlwind for me, I guess, like going straight from vulnerable to this and then this ending. And it's just like Should I just not podcast at this point? Because
I'm trying to convince Chelsea to podcast, you guys.
Yeah, but
you're so good at it.
But
like,
it's just
truly.
Like so messy. Like, I don't like being messy. Like, yeah. I'm just like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, okay, guys, like, thanks for being here and like being with me for a year and a half. And now I'm doing a new podcast and have a launch party and like make it a whole big deal. And then be like, okay, this one's ending too. Like, now I'm going to, like, I just don't like, it's just a lot. And yeah. I'm just like, I feel like I'm at a place in my life where I'm like, if things are going to leave, I'm just going to let them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to hold on to anything. Like, I can't control anything that you do. So I'm just like, I'm not, what am I going to do? Get mad about it? Like, you had to move. You're doing this opportunity, which is like good. But I'm just like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, we got to keep podcasting. We got to keep doing it. Like, if someone wants to leave, they can go, you know? So I'm just like, I don't even know if I'm, I guess I need to reflect a little bit more on the podcast part, because I'm just like, is all of this falling apart? Because like, it should. Like, maybe I just need my time to be free for something else. Because it's like, now once we lost the studio and then you moved and then now this, I'm just like, I just don't want to have to force anything.
Yeah. So, I think for me, like, in a way, it just felt like we were forcing the podcast, like trying to hold on to it.
Well, yeah, I was trying to hold on to it until we pitched.
Yeah, so
to people.
Another part of this is we were going to pitch ourselves to other media companies, and I signed to a new agency. We told you guys that, and Chelsea is in the process of signing with a new agency. She's going over her contract with her lawyer before she signed.
Yeah.
But we just weren't pitched, and it just felt like, again, I'm very spiritual, it just felt like if it made sense, it would have worked out. Do you know what I mean?
That's
not the proper way to say it. I just think, I don't know how to explain this, what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that I feel like if it was meant to be, it would be making more sense of like every opportunity I've ever had in my life for anything that I was supposed to be doing made sense and it worked out and it fit and it wasn't so hard to make work or like figure out, like it just worked. It, you know what I'm trying to say? And like, ever since we started this podcast, like, it's been a lot of like back and forth decisions, deciding. And yeah, like, me moving did put like, obviously us like trying to figure out things more, but like, I really felt like if I was supposed to stay here, I would have stayed here. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just didn't, or like, if we were supposed to have a media company, we would have had one. I don't know. That's like my thought process.
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
No, I just like disagree with that. Cause I'm just like, it's like, I don't know if it's like the chicken and the egg, but it's almost like you can say, oh, I just feel like if it was supposed to work out, it was supposed to work out. But then on my end, I'm like, it could have worked out had other like choices been made. You know what I mean? Like, if we wanted to pitch, or like if you wanted to.
Yeah. So, but this is where me and Chelsea disagree.
Yeah.
She thinks that it's choices that could have been made. But what I keep telling her is I didn't have a choice.
There was talking about the move.
Okay. Then what were you talking about?
I'm talking about the rest of it. Like, I'm just like, we still could, besides the opportunity. Like, I just feel like, yes, I agree with you that we were forcing it with like Zoom, like with virtual.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wasn't what either one of us signed up for. It wasn't ideal. Wasn't the vibe. Wasn't the good.
And energy. I did tell her, and I still would have agreed, like, if we did sign to a media company and there was like a bonus, or like it just made sense, or they really wanted us, like, I would have moved back.
Right. And I hear you, but it didn't even get to that point where we could have given that a chance.
Yeah. Well, it takes a while to get a media company. And I just feel like there weren't steps being taken to get a media company. So I just feel like it makes sense to. And also this opportunity. I mean, again, listen, say like we end this podcast, I do what I have to do with the opportunity. And then I don't know, like, we ended up, my agency pitches us or something happens and then.
Well, they're not going to pitch us now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, say like something happened and people are like, wait, I loved On the Sidewalk. We want to sign you guys. Like, come to New York, Cash. I would come. I would do the podcast. Like, why not? You know what I mean? But it just, guys, it's so much work on our own without a media company. Like, we edit everything. We do everything on our own. And it's just.
I don't know. We can just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
We don't feel the same way about it, and that's fine.
About what? The media company. That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, because you were like, if it's not working, like, things just weren't working and it's hard to whatever. And I'm like, I feel like we could have made it work if we had put more.
For the last 4 weeks, we were trying to figure out about getting pitched and we never got pitched. And then I got an opportunity and I'm taking that opportunity. So the podcast is ending. But I'm saying if in that 4 weeks, like we would have like, there would have been something on the horizon about a media company, then this would be a different episode. We'd be saying we're going to pause. And that could still be said, but I'm just like.
Yeah, but that wasn't even
an option. Yeah, I didn't think about it. And you didn't bring it up. So I was like, okay.
Well, I'm not going to bring it up when somebody says, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, that's like someone breaking up with you and you'd be like, well, we could go on a break.
Listen, we can absolutely go on a break. All I know is, like, that didn't even seem like it. Like, I hate that this is coming out now, but it just didn't even seem like a possibility because I'm going to be away for so long.
Yeah, but I think it was
because
of the way you said all the other things.
Mm,
like, but, it wasn't like, I'm going
but
on
you
this.
Agreed with all the other things.
Yeah.
You agreed about the fact that we weren't talking. We can edit this out, but...
I know, but you were like, it's not fun for me anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't like it anymore. I'm like, what am I gonna just say
that
up?
Okay, so I didn't say it like that.
You literally said, I don't think it's fun anymore. I'm not having a good time.
But we both weren't having fun. You literally agreed. So if we're going to keep it a buck, let's keep it real as
fuck. Go ahead.
Chelsea and I were not talking outside of the podcast for the last month. So for me, when I told her, I was like, we're not having fun with the podcast and I'm not having fun is the whole reason why the podcast was fun for me. Is because it was very natural to our friendship. But then it all became the last 4 weeks, which you agreed on the phone.
Yeah.
Is it just became about the podcast.
Yeah, because...
And I don't want to be in, like, when I called her and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore if it's going to affect our friendship. Like,
that's not what you said.
I did say that on the phone. After. I said, it's affecting our friendship. I said, I don't want to do it anymore.
You
I was
said
like...
that after, an hour after.
Well, yeah, because... The thing about Chelsea is, like, I'm talking to her, and you just were, like, shut down. And I get it, because of, like, you're not hearing something that you want to hear or that, like, feels good. But, like, obviously, when you started opening up and we started talking and you're sharing your opinions, then, like, obviously, it came out differently.
But it's not, like, I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, because neither one of us were reaching out to each other, so fine. But it's, like, it's not like you were, like, hitting me up, and I was, like, ignoring you and then only talking to you about the podcast.
No, of course. I'm saying it's like it was a natural thing that happened with both of us.
You
like,
weren't reaching out about personal stuff and neither was I.
Exactly. That's why I just said it was a natural thing that happened with both of us. There's
yeah,
no
but I think it was all stemming from the move and the podcast.
What do you mean?
I mean the fact that we stopped talking like friends.
Yeah.
Because...
But you also did like admit that there was like animosity of me moving and that probably affected the fact that...
That's what I'm saying. It's like I wasn't feeling inspired to reach out to you and be like, hey, want to FaceTime and talk about my date? Because I was like bothered. And then you were bothered that I was bothered.
Yeah.
So. Well, you know, guys, we're real as fuck. So this is the truth.
We just wanted to like, well, I wasn't planning on getting into all of this. But I think it's good that we did. So there's just no... like confusion, I guess, but
nothing left on the table.
Nothing left on the table.
This is the honest truth.
Yeah. What it just comes down to is it just got very messy and complicated. And I think something about me is when things get messy, I'm out. And I think, you know, I was just kind of like, it's very messy. It's affecting our friendship. I don't like the way this feels. I don't want to be a part of it if this is what it's going to feel like, you know? And that's basically what it came down to. And it just felt very uncomfortable, and I didn't like the way that it felt when we recorded. It was just icky. Mm-hmm. It felt like.
Okay, well. Thanks so much for tuning in and being here for our 20 episodes.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully you don't have any more questions. if you do.
Really nothing else to say.
There's really nothing else to say. No one knows what the future holds. It would be really funny if we start doing On the Sidewalk again. That would be so funny, but...
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm not... Yeah, no.
I was kidding.
Yeah. It's clear that there are other things happening and that this has to end, so...
Yes. But thank you guys so much for being here and tuning in.
Love you guys, obviously.
We'll love you.
We'll be on our socials. You can find us living our lives.
Yeah. Follow along on our journeys. Follow me at Cache Proudfoot.
And follow me at Chelsea Vaughn. And see ya.
See you.
interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.